So Hilchos Basar Bechalav Simin Peis. So the Torah says that Lo Sevashel Gadi Bechalav Imo. What's so interesting is the Torah doesn't say anywhere that you can't, at least explicitly, that you can't eat Basar Bechalav. Even the Mishnah, remarkably, doesn't say anywhere you can't eat Basar Bechalav. The Mishnah in Chulin Kuf Gimel on the base says, Kol HaBasar Asar Levashel Bechalav Chutz Mi Basar Dagim V'Chagavim. So there's an Isser Bishel. The Asar Lahalos Im Hagvina Al Shulchan Chutz Mi Basar Dagim V'Chagavim. And Rashi says, why is it Asar Lahalos Al Shulchan? Gzeira, you'll come to eat it. So Derech Agav, the Mishnah's Merames, that there's an Isser Achilas Basar Bechalav, but neither the Pasuk nor the Mishnah says that there's actually an Isser Achila. So the Rashba over there asks, why is it? Why doesn't the Mishnah say anywhere that it's Asar to eat Basar Bechalav? And he answers that Lishna Dekra Nakat Dechsiv Lo Sevashel Gedi Bechalev Imo V'Asar Levashel V'Asar Lechol Ka'amar. So the Rashba answers that the Mishnah is just following the Psukim. The Psukim don't mention an Isser Bishul, so the Mishnah doesn't, don't mention an Isser Achila, so the Mishnah also doesn't mention an Isser Achila. But then he uses an interesting lashon. He says that when the Mishnah says, or when the Pasuk says, I should say, when the Pasuk says Asur Levashel, it means Asur Lechol Ka'amar. L'chora, what this means is that it's true we might derive the Isser Achila because it says Lo Sevashel three times, and we say, why is it necessary to repeat it three times? Echad L'Isser Bishel, Echad L'Isser Achila, Echad L'Isser Hana. But how do we teach the Pasuk? In the end of the day, after we have that limud, when the Pasuk says Lo Sevashel, the Pasuk means Asur Lechol Ka'amar. It's not just that it's an Isser Bishel and from a Yitur we happen to learn an Isser Achila, but the meaning of Lo Sevashel is Asur Lechol. And that point comes out most forcefully from the Targum Onkelos, who translates Lo Sevashel as Lo Sichlon. This idea...
Mm-hmm. What does that mean? That really, that's what it means. It's not really saying that.
So obviously it's not the literal translation of the words, but that's how the psukim should be understood. And I'll try to explain this a little more as we develop this point. A similar point might emerge from the Rambam. It says on Daf Kuf Dalet Amud Aleph that it's Asur Levashel Basar Of Bechalav. That's what it says in the Mishnah. Now, the problem is, or I guess the Gemara. So the problem is that the Rambam Paskins in Perek Tes Halacha Dala that it's Mutter Levashel Basar Of Bechalav. The Rambam's view, as we'll see shortly, is that there's no Isser Bishel when it comes to Basar Bechalav Derabanan. The problem is the Gemara says explicitly Asur Levashel Basar Of Bechalav. So the Magid Mishnah answers that when it says in the Gemara that it's Asur Levashel, Lishna Dekra Nakat. Again, when the Gemara says Lo Sevashel, it means don't eat it. This is actually an issue that is going to come up in teaching the Shulchan Aruch and the Raman, a couple of places in our Siman. When it says Lo Sevashel, what does it mean? Maybe even in our Shulchan Aruch is supposed to be clear, right? But even in the Shulchan Aruch, there are places where it says Lo Sevashel, and it might, as the Shach points out, mean Asur Lachol. So in the Lashon HaPsukim, in the Lashon HaMishnah, in the Lashon HaGemara, in the Lashon HaRambam, in the Lashon of the Shulchan Aruch, we find that there are times that the term Bishel is referring to Achila. So, as... Oh, you're right. It's the Rambam's reading of the Gemara. Thank you. That's correct. According to the Rambam. So, how then do we know that when the Pasuk says Lo Sevashel, it means don't eat it, after all? Like you're pointing out, Barry, saying that Lo Sevashel still means don't cook. So there are a number of drashos for this in Chazal. The most famous one, which is cited in the Shulchan Aruch, is the fact that it says, Rabbi Shmuel, that it says, Lo Sevashel three times, Echad Lebishel, Echad Lachila, Echad Lahana. So why then, if the Pasuk means don't eat it, why does it say don't cook it? Why does it say Lo Sevashel? So we derive a number of very important halachos from the fact that the Isser Achila is formulated as an Isser Bishel. So one halacha is Abaye in Pesachim Chaf Hei Amud Aleph. He writes that the reason why it says Lo Sevashel, even though it means Lo Sochal, is because from here we derive that there's an iser even shelo kederach ha'na'asan. For example, for when it comes to other isurim, if you let's say chelev, if it's really very hot, scalding hot, and when you swallow it, it burns you, so you're pater. But if there was basar b'chalav that was super duper scalding hot, and you swallowed it, you'd be chayev. Why? Had the pasuk formulated the iser achila as lo sochal or lo sochlun, so then in a chanami you'd only be chayev kederach achila kederach hana. But since the iser achila is not formulated as an iser achila, says Abaye, you see that you're chayev even shelo kederach. In Chulin Kuf Chesamid Aleph, Rava derives from the fact that it says lashon bishul that we see it's only aser ad sheyitein tam zebizeh. The Tur in our Siman points out that the pasuk uses the lashon of bishul as opposed to lashon achila to teach me that you're only chayv derech bishul. So, for example, even though kavush is kimavushul, and it creates mitzia similar to bishul, maybe even identical to bishul, nevertheless, you're potter from basar b'chalav. It's only aser midirabanan. Why? Because you need derech bishul. So we learn a number of halachos from the fact that the iser achila is formulated as an iser bishul. Are there other mekoros? So there are many other mekoros to how we know that iser, the Torah's prohibition of achila means or includes bishul. For example, one of the Gemara's mekoros is that kol shetiavti lecha harezeh bebal tochal. Since tiavti lecha the bishul, lo sevashel, so memela achila is aser. That might actually imply the opposite. That might imply the ikar is iser bishul and iser achila is derech agav. So I'm in the Gemara where there are other makaros as well, how we derive the iser achila and the iser bishul and the iser hana, if there are those, many opinions in the Gemara. But when you turn to the Rambam, Perek Tes Halacha Beis Machalos Asuros, he gives you his own makor, not any of the makoros mentioned in the Gemara. The Rambam writes, Lo shasa kakasav nelasor ha'achila, ela mipnei she'aser ha'bishul kilomar, ve'afilu bishulo aser. When the pasuk says, lo sevashel gadi b'chalev imo, it says, even bishul cannot be cooked b'chalev imo, gadi can't be cooked b'chalev imo. Not to say only, but even. Even bishul, and certainly achila, ve'ein tzarech lomar achilaso, kimo she'sasak milasor habas me'achar she'asar, basabas. Now, as we'll see, basabas and bas is a little more obvious. In other words, especially if you assume that the iser of basabas comes from the iser bas, so then you could say that included in it is the iser of bas. However, here we have to figure out exactly how this works. Lo shasa kakasav melasar achila ala b'pnei she'asra bishul. So when the Torah says lo sevashel gadi b'chalev imo, according to the Rambam, that means even bishul is asar, and certainly achila zasar. Why didn't the Rambam bring the raya, the makor of the Gemara? So the truth is that many places the Rambam does not bring the drashos of the Gemara. There's a theory that some academics have that it was coming to counter the Karaites. The Karaites, the Rambam, as we know, battled the Karaites, and he wanted to show how dinim are rooted in the psukim. So the Gemara's drashos are a lot of times not pshuto shel mikra, and the Rambam is showing how even from pshuto shel mikra certain dinim emerge. So let's take this example, right? Lo sevashel gadi b'chalev imo. So the fact that it said three times, that's not the type of drasha that someone who rejects the Mesorah would accept, but this kal v'chomer is something that perhaps everybody could accept. So I always thought this was an academic theory. Then Avi showed me that the Sefer Mitzvos HaGadol in Siman Kuf Mem Aleph, the Smag, actually writes this as well. He quotes the Rambam, and he cites, Yesh lahazbir l'tshuva saminim, shelo shasak akasim l'asar achila, ela mipnei she'asar abishol. Kilomar afilu bishulo asar. In other words, the makor of the Rambam is begader tshuva saminim. Ah, he's mechavin for the academics. Now, the truth is that the Rambam did not actually make this drasha up. There are some drashas that the Rambam might have made up, but this one is not made up. It's true it's not mentioned in the Bavli. The Magid Mishnah points out it's from the Medrash Rabbah. We don't have that Medrash Rabbah, but we do have it in the Mechilta de Rashbi. And therefore, it's clear that this is a true makor. This is not just la'akhish ha-minim in the sense that, oh, I'm going to say something that isn't really precise in order to show the minim a certain halacha. This is a genuine makor. So, if so, so why didn't the Rambam bring the drasha, the Gemara? And especially because if you take a look at the Sefer HaMitzvos, he does bring that drasha. He does bring the drasha of Lo Sevashel three times. So I remember hearing once from Rostad that there are two types of makoros. There's a legal source, and there's the meaning of the psukim. A legal source has to be mochrach. You'll see a lot of times the Gemara will quote a source for something, and the first attempt at a makor is oftentimes the Pshuto Shel Mikra, or closer to the Pshuto Shel Mikra, and the Gemara will say, ah, but you could ask this question, you could ask that question, and we'll have all sorts of other possibilities until we finally get to the conclusion we learned it out from some drasha, some extra vav, or something like that. So, that's because for a source to be a legal source, to be legally binding, it has to be mochrach. Once the pasuk could be read in a different way, then it can't serve as a source. So if you could ask a kasha, oh, maybe the pasuk means this, maybe it means that, then it's not a good legal source. But once we go ahead and we have a makor, we have a mochrach source, we know that the halacha is true, then we can go back and read the psukim. And when we reread the psukim, now that we know this din is true, so we'll read the psukim as reflecting the actual law. It's not the legal source, but it's still the meaning of the psukim. And many times, you'll see the Rambam's sources are more similar to the Havaminas of the Gemara. That's because it could be that even though the Makor, the legal source, ultimately is from some Yitor, but once we know the din is true, when we read the Psukim, we're going to read the Psukim in a way that reflects this. And that's frequently what the Rambam's doing. And that's why there's no stira between the idea that this is L'Hakchash Aminim. L'Hakchash Aminim doesn't mean that, like, Lidchos Osam Bekash, this isn't, like, the real meaning of the Psukim. Maybe it's L'Hakchash Aminim. Maybe that's why he chooses this drasha over the drasha that the Gemara says. But that's because this is the meaning of the Psukim. Now, the Gemara itself could not use this as the source, and in Sefer HaMitzvos, therefore he doesn't use this as the source, because there's a question. It's not necessarily mochrach. What could you ask? You could have said, for example, Mechatesi. Maybe it's Exeris HaKosov. Who says that Bishol is Asur Atu Achila? Maybe there's an independent Asur Bishol. It's a chok. The Torah says you're not supposed to cook Gedi B'chalev Imo. There are all sorts of reasons given for that. Who's to say that this has to be? So that's why we need the Makor, the Drasha, the Drasha of the Gemara. The Drasha of the Gemara is Mukhrach. But once that's true, so in Mishneh Torah, the Rambam cites a source that perhaps reflects, that is in fact the true meaning of the Pasuk. Oh. Now, is there any Nafka Mina? Is it just valuable in terms of L'Hakchash HaMinim and knowing how to read the Psukim? Or is it also something that might affect the Halachos? So, we will see that perhaps there are a number of practical halachos or halachic ramifications that might actually emerge from this makor of the Rambam. So, if you take a look at Hilchos Tumas Hameis, Perak Aleph, Halacha Beis, the Rambam asks the question, how do we know Tumas Masa for Meis? And the Rambam writes, Tumas Masa Mipi Hashmua, Bekal Vachomer Advarim. Im nevela shehi tumas erev einu metama ba'ohel metama b'masa kol shekein uma nevela shemaga tumas erev masa tumas erev afamei shemaga tumas shiva masa tumas shiva. So then certainly there's going to be tumas masa. And then he writes, v'yirah li sheshasak mimena hakasav kederach sheshasak me'isr habas, and also me'isr achilas basar b'chalav. So the Rambam writes that there are three examples in the Torah where we find this principle, where the Torah was shasak me'ikr ha'iser and tells you a more extreme version. What are they? We derive iser bas from the fact that the Torah asr bas abas. We derive iser achilas basar b'chalav from the fact that the Torah asr bishol basar b'chalav. And we derive tumas masa b'meis from the fact that there's tumas masa, from the fact that that there's tumas oel for meis, and tumas masa for nevela. Okay, so now, at first glance, the Kesef Mishnah asks the following question. The Kesef Mishnah there says, one second, ein onchin min adin. This seems to be a kavachomer. In fact, the Rambam uses the word kavachomer. And we have a principle, ein onchin min adin. We know, for example, you get malchus for eating basar b'chalav. But if the derivation for basar b'chalav is simply kavachomer, so how is it that you could get malchus? After all, this is just a kavachomer. Kesef Mishnah gives two answers. His first answer is, Ubasar b'chalav mikevan she'asar bishulo have b'chlalo sochal kol to'eva kol she'tiyavdi l'cha hareu b'val tocha. That there's actually another makor. The reason why you get malchus is because it's b'chlal kol she'tiyavdi l'cha. The Torah says asar l'vashel, and we know kol she'tiyavdi l'cha is b'val tochal, so there's a lav, and that's where you can get malchus. The basis of the malchus then is not this kavachomer, which the Rambam states. It's a chiddush, because that doesn't sound like what the Rambam is saying, but even more problematically is that the Rambam in Hilchos Psulei HaMukdashim, Perek Yud Ches, Pasuk Halacha Dalid, indicates that that din of Kol Shetiavti Ilcha is a din only in Psulei HaMukdashim. It's not said in Chulin. So it's hard to say that the Rambam is based off of Kol Shetiavti Ilcha. Well, what other makor can there be? So the Kesef Mishnah gives a second answer. The second answer is that Bishul is like a siyag d'oraisa, meaning to say, this isn't just a regular old kavachomer. Rather, if we see Bishul as a siyag, so then it's not going to be limited by the principle of ein onshin min hadin. Is there such a thing as a siyag d'oraisa? Usually we assume dinim d'oraisa are not siyagim. They're independent isurim or mitzvos. So there's an avos d'Rabbi Nasan that understands, in Perk Beis, that understands lo sigruvu legalos erva as a form of siyag. And the Rav Yosef Engel is the one who's most famous for trying to show, maybe Bal Yerov, Bal Yematze, right? Trying to show that there might be many, many... many, many dinim d'oraisa that are also siyag. If you want to see a long list of them, take a look at the Sefer Lekach Tov Klal Ches. So what's a nafkamina that it's a siyag? So one nafkamina is the halacha that we already alluded to before, that when it comes to an iser d'rabbanan of basar b'chalav, there's no iser bishul and there's no iser hana. The Ramah quotes that in our Siman, in Pei Zayin at the Sif Aleph, and the Mechaber quotes it as well, and it's based off of the Rambam and the Mordechai. What's the source for this? So if you look at the Taz in Sif Katan Aleph, the Taz cites that the Marshal disagreed with this whole idea. The Marshal says that, of course, there's an Isser Bishel and an Isser Hana. There's an Isser Hana when it comes to Isser Drabbanan, because we have a principle called the Tikkun Rabbanan Ke'en D'Oraisa Tikkun. And why should it be different than all other gzeros derabanan? And, for example, when they were misaking that there's such a thing as yayin nesach derabanan, so they said, just like yayin nesach is deraisa, is aser bana, so at least most yayin nesach derabanan is aser bana. And when they were misaking chametz nukshe, say a new type of chametz midrabanan, so they said, just like chametz deraisa is aser bana, so tu chametz nukshe is aser bana. And when they were misaken klei akarem b'chutz laaretz, so they said, just like klei akarem d'oraisa is aser bana, so too klei akarem d'rabanan should be aser hana. So why should basar b'chalav be any different? And therefore, the Marshal says, basar b'chalav d'rabanan is certainly aser bana. The Taz does not answer the question. He simply concludes, ein lanu ela divrei harishonim v'achronim. Okay? Maybe, I hear, but Lamaisa, the Rishonim and the Achronim said, not like you, the Marshal, we paskin like the Rishonim and the Achronim, that basar b'chalav d'rabbanan is mutar bana. What about the question? And what is the makor? That doesn't say in Shas. It's, you know, it's one thing to say such a big chiddush if it said it in Shas. It doesn't say anywhere in Shas, at least explicitly, that basar b'chalav d'rabbanan is mutar bana. So if you look at the Gra says that the makor is the Mordechai. What's the Mordechai say? So the Mordechai writes the following. He asks the following question. We'll return to this question later. It's a question that's going to come back again and again in the Siman. We know that that Gvinas Akam is Asur, and the Gemara says, why is that? Mamidin Oso Be'or Kevas Nebela. That the rennet that's used for the cheese is from a Nebela. Now, asks the Mordechai, why don't we say it's also Asur Behanam, Yishim Basur B'chalav? The halacha is that if you want to sell Gaish cheese, you can. You can't sell Basur B'chalav, but you could sell Gaish cheese. Frek the Mordechai, every Gaish cheese should be Basur B'chalav. Answers the Mordechai, you're right, it is Basur B'chalav, but it's only Basur B'chalav D'Rabbanan, Mishum Kavosh, and Basur B'chalav D'Rabbanan is not Asur B'ana. So from the fact that the Gemara says that there's no Isser Hana on Gaish cheese, you see from here that Basur B'chalav D'Rabbanan is not Asur B'ana. If you want to take a look, that Mordechai cited by Rabbi Eger at the beginning of our Simen. Now, that's a great makor for the Mordechai, but it doesn't work for the Rambam. Remember, the Rambam is the other Rishon who says this Chiddush, that there's no Isser Hana for Basur B'chalav D'Rabbanan. How do I know that the Rambam can't agree with the Mordechai? Number one, the Mordechai is against the Nekuda and the Fla. The Rambam holds that there isn't Basur B'chalav in from Nevela created to create an Isser Hana. So, A, well, when we talk about the Nekuda Nefla, which we'll get to, Be'ezras Hashem, but we'll note now that the Mordechai is against the Nekuda Nefla. So, A, the Rambam can't agree with it because it's against the Nekuda Nefla. B, the Rambam actually asked the question as well, and he gives a different answer to why this is true, because there's Shishim Kenegdo, and we'll talk about that when we get to Maimid. But the Rambam definitely does not hold it the Makor. So now the Graz Makor for this Chiddush, that there's no Isser Hana for Basur B'chalav D'Rabbanan is gone. So, for the Rambam. So what is the Makor? So if you learn like the Kesef HaMishnah, then the answer is very simple. Ein Gozrin Gzeira L'Gzeira. Now, that's fascinating. Usually we think of the idea of Ein Gozrin Gzeira L'Gzeira for Din D'Rabbanan. What Rav Yosef Engel, I think, tries to show is that the principle of Ein Gozrin Gzeira L'Gzeira is a general principle that shaykh, even if you say that it's a gzera d'oraisa. So if you follow the Kesef Mishnah, you also have to conflate Bishul and Hana, which we're going to get back to when we talk about how the Rambam relates those two dinim together. So that might be an application of a reason for the din of why there's no Isser Hana and Isser Bishul for Basur B'chalav D'Rabbanan. That's very important to stress the following before we go on, which is that even if we say that according to the Rambam, the Isser Bishul is a Gzeira D'Oraisa, like the Kesef Mishnah states, that doesn't mean that it's not an independent Isser. The Rambam certainly agrees that there's going to be an Isser Bishul Basur B'chalav even in the event that it doesn't lead to a situation of a state where there'll be an Isra Achilas Basur B'chalav. And the greatest example of that is in the Nekuda Nefla, where let's say you cooked Nevela with Chalav, so because of Isra Chalal Isser, there's not going to be an Isra Achilas Basur B'chalav, and there's not going to be an Isra Hanas Basur B'chalav, but there will be an Isra Bishul. So you see that even if it's a gzera, it's an independent din. Now the truth is that the Chasam Sofer says that proves that the second answer of the Kesef Mishnah is wrong. Because if the Kesef Mishnah is right, if this was a gzera d'oraisa, so then it should apply only in a case where it could lead to the Isra Achila. And therefore, when we're talking about Nevela with Chalav, since there's not going to be an Isra Achila Basur B'chalav, because Ein Isra Chalal Isser, so too, there should be no Isser Bishul. Yet the Rambam says there is an Isser Bishul. And you see that the Kesef Mishnah's second answer is wrong. And therefore, the Chasam Sofer says the first answer of the Kesef Mishnah is right, that the Rambam's based off of Kol Shetiav Dilecha. However, as we noted, that answer of the Kesef Mishnah is very problematic in light of the Rambam and Sulei Mukdashim. Well, is the Chasam Sofer Shaila on the Kesef Mishnah's second answer a Pircha? So perhaps the answer is no. Perhaps the answer is that you could have an independent Isser, which is also a Gzeira. And the idea is as follows. One is the Geder HaMitzvah, and one is the Tam HaMitzvah. The geder ha-mitzvah is certainly an independent iser bishul. However, the tam is gzeira deraisa atu achilas baser b'chalav. The tam of the mitzvah doesn't limit the applicability of the mitzvah to its tam. And therefore, it's possible that, yes, the reason for the iser baser b'chalav might be gzeira atu achila. But nevertheless, because it's an independent mitzvah, it's listed among the 613 mitzvos, it stands independently, and one would be in violation of that mitzvah, even if it couldn't possibly come to an iser achila. So at the very least, that's what the Kesef Mishnah, maintains. The Kesef Mishnah maintains that it's possible to have your cake and eat it too. To say something in the realm of tam is begader gzeira, siag, deraisa, but yet in the realm of mitzvos, it's still an independent mitzvah, counted as an independent mitzvah, and even could be violated in a situation where it won't lead to this. Rav Stav once gave the analogy, or he was going the other way, but the analogy to what the Mesil Sesharim writes about lo sikrivu legalos erva. The Mesil Sesharim cites the Avos de Rebbe Nasan, that it's a siag del raisa, but at the same time writes that this is something that's independently harmful and usher in its own right. It's a mushel, it's not the same thing precisely. Right, did he give the example of Basa Mahala for that? That was your tushtel? Okay. So, obvious tushtel maybe similarly, you have a certain thing here. But the question is, if this is true, meaning to say, let's leave aside the Gzeira L'Gzeira Vart, maybe, you know, that's not Mukhrach, we could come up with another explanation as to why it is that Basar B'Chalav de Rabbanan is Motar B'Bishul B'Hana. Later on we'll consider some other possibilities. So forget that Nafkamina. Are there any other practical applications of the fact that it's a Gzeira, or even if you don't want to call it a gzeira, the fact that the Rambam's formulation that lo nasra ala mipneza. So we'll see, as soon as I take your questions, that many poskim at the very least draw a number of practical applications from the Rambam's understanding of the mitzvah that lo shaska hakas shasak me isra achilas bas b'chalav lefish and kol shekein achilaso. So we'll talk about practical applications of that rule in just a minute. First, Sammy.
Just going back, well, how does this answer the question about
Yom? So the Kesef Mishnah over there writes that I'll read you his lashon. Ubaser. Demashma shelo asra Torah levashel, ela kidei shelo yavo lecho. So what that means is that this isn't a kavachomer, since the purpose of the mitzvah was, it's not like there's two mitzvahs, one is kal, one is chamor. So we say, if the halach applies in the kal, kol shekein applies in the chamor. About such a derivation, we would say, ein onchin min adin. Rather, says the Kesef Mishnah, since the whole Isser Bishul was Kedei Shelo Yavo Lecho, so included in the Isser Bishul is the Isser Achila. It's not just a Kal Vachomer, it's subsumed within it. Right. And that being the case, so then there's no objection based off of Ein Onshin Min Adin.
And just the rising point, I wasn't sure why Basar Bechal Derabbanan, maybe Mr. Arnaud would be a good example. Wouldn't it be a gzera? Hano would be a gzera for the achilo, which in the Tel is a gzera.
Right, so that's why it's a gzera l'gzera.
But that, why is that an example of a gzera l'gzera d'oraisa?
No, it's a gzera d'rabbanan. But the point is, when you have a gzera d'oraisa, we don't have a gzera d'rabbanan atu a gzera d'oraisa.
So
if it were the case, let's take that. Let's say, if it were the case that there was an Isser de Rabbanan of Bishul Basar B'Chalav, so that would be a Gzeira, let's say Basar Bishul Of B'Chalav, Atu Bishul Basar B'chalav Atu Achilas Basar B'chalav. So that's a Gzera.
That's the point of those. I thought they were just saying that on a Derabanan level.
No, I think they're saying that's why it would be Gzera L'Gzera. I think that's Rav Yosef Engel's point.
And the Derabanan wouldn't be go there because it's already.
I think so. I think that's what he meant. Okay. So now we're looking, considering any practical applications that emerge from, besides maybe L'Gzera point, that emerge from the fact that this is a Siyag D'Oraisa according to the Kesef Mishnah. So, the Rama, I'm sorry?
What's the analog by Tumas Masa in the Kesef Mishnah? He doesn't
no, he says there, he says it a little differently. Yeah, he says it a little differently there. He says a similar point. Even in Basa Basa, he says it. Each one, he says it a little differently. He writes here, "Uvimeis mashma degilui milsa be'almahu shemeach shemetami b'maga uva'ohel memela mashma shemetami b'masa." So it's subsumed in it and implied by it, as opposed to just being gzeira. The only time he uses
it's
the
not
yeah, enochinami. He only uses the gzeira point by this case.
And
even Basa Basa didn't say it.
Then the same is going to be called the Meneir. Meaning, in that case, how do they get out of the It's not going to be what you said, right?
Gilui milsa ba'almahu shemeacha shemetame b'maga uve'ohel memela mashma shemetame b'masa. I suppose what he's saying is that it's included in the psukim imply that masa is aser by saying that it's metame be'oel uvemaga. It's not a kavachomer.
Right, but in case you don't need what you just said to say, right?
So it's interesting. You don't need in what sense?
Meaning, he might. Derivation. Havdara and derivation are two different things. In order to answer in Yom Adin, he comes up with Havdara. But in terms of the answer to the question, the hard answer is on the level of derivation. No, it's not about derivation. Even if this wouldn't be zero, irrespective of the relationship between the two Easter.
It's a good point.
I would still know that, because otherwise it's not going to work for
it's a good.
It doesn't work. I mean, Basa doesn't tell us that it means
right. So he, what's interesting is, and that's what's an interesting diuk in the Kesef Mishnah, is that he didn't need to say it, except he does. Meaning to say, he explains Basa Bas without Gzera, and he explains Masa
right,
without Gzera, and then when it comes to Lo Sevashel Gedi B'Chalei Vimo, he thinks that the answer that he gives for those two examples is insufficient, where and therefore he has to come on to two possibilities, either Lo Sochlun Kol Shetiavti Lecha, or this Gzera point. In other words, what's so interesting is, I was sort of expecting the Kesef Mishnah to say it the way you're saying it, and make all three cases identical. Kesef Mishnah didn't think that that model worked at least as smoothly for Basa B'Chalav.
But it's clear you think that he thinks that it's a zero, which
not clear. He doesn't.
No, it doesn't.
You could say that's what he means. Also, it's not. It's not clear, but it doesn't sound that way. His formulation for the first one and the third one is different than it is for the middle one.
About it is the question whether that's. That's mean he's filling in an extra nekuda which you may not have known, or that's necessary for answering the question.
Okay, I agree. It's not you don't have to read it this way. Okay. So any other nafkaminas? So the Rama writes that let's do the next one. The Gemara in Chulin, what's a shear for the Isser Bishul Basar B'Chalav? So the Gemara in Chulin cites a machlokas between Rav and Levi. They both agree the shear is a kezias. Levi thinks that you could have a half a kezias of basar, half a kezias of chalav, and that would form the kezias. And Rav seems to say, no, you need a kezias of basar and a kezias of chalav. But either way, the shear is a kezias. So the Chassam Sofer, that same Chassam Sofer says, you see from the Gemara that the Kesef Mishnah is correct. Even though he didn't like the Kesef Mishnah in the Rambam, it's muchach in the Gemara. Why? Because why should the shear bishul be an iser, be a kezias? Kezias is a shear of achila, it's not a shear of bishul. So from the fact that the Gemara says that the shear bishul basar b'chalav is also a kezias, so that shows me that bishul is just a siyag atu achila, like the Kesef Mishnah.
What about shvir setzem?
What about shvir setzem?
The shear for shvir setzem of Pesach is also.
And that's also?
That has to be a siyag also?
I hear what you're saying. So what you're saying is that when you're dealing with ochel and chashav food, so that's it. Okay, you're right. Yeah?
Once we've said what you said earlier, in order to answer the chesed mishnah, the filling between gather and motivation, it's kind of like, it's arbitrary to just choose particular nachminas that will be balanced by the motivation and others that won't.
So that's an excellent question. So this isn't, again, this, you're correct. And that's going to be relevant for the next two points, which are actual practical nafkaminas, which is, Elliot's point is excellent. Usually we say that, you know, lo darshin and taima dikra, which means that the tam of a mitzvah does not affect the parameters of the mitzvah. And the mitzvah is obligatory even when the reason isn't relevant. And the fact that, and the Rambam says an example of such a thing is true, even in Basar B'chalav, when you have, where you have an Isser Bishul in a case where there wouldn't be an Isser Achila. So going back to that Kazayas Makor, so the Kazayas Makor is a Rayach Sam Sofer L'Shitaso, even if you think it's true that all Kazayas only relates to Achila, because when he sees the Kesef Mishnah's answer as being both in terms of Tam and in terms of Hagdar. But once you expand it, what basis is there for that? So that's going to be the question that we have to ask when we consider the next couple of nafkaminas. Again, the Kazayas isn't a practical nafkamina. Shirah Mahalachal Moshe Misinai. And anyway, you could have Kazayas. That's not Mochrach. But the next couple of examples that we're going to see are actually practical examples in Hilchos Bas B'chalav that might relate to the Tam. So, what's the halacha of bishul basar b'chalav if it's derech hashchasa? So I saw that the Reb Chaim Kanievsky was asked the following question. If you ever go to the burning of chametz in Eretz Yisrael, so it's not like, you know, in America where, like, you know, you make your own little fire at the corner. People go ahead, there's, like, you know, whole blocks use the same fire. And it's a gigantic fire, and you have hundreds of eight-year-olds throwing in thousands of newspapers. And I used to go to my grandfather's for Pesach. He lived in Netanya for a number of years. We went in for Pesach. For weeks, by Lag BaOmer, they had it in the same site. You could still smell the burning plastic by Lag BaOmer, because people would come like with wheelbarrows full of stuff, which is like 80% plastic, and like throw it into the fire. And so, like, there are toxic fumes in all of Netanya, for certainly all of Pesach. It's mefatal, the smell of the chametz from the baby. So here's the question. So Reb Chaim Kanievsky was asked that there should be a problem of basar b'chalav, because people throw in cheesecake, and they throw in meat pie, pashtida, who knows what they're throwing in. So there's basar b'chalav. Kedarko Bakodesh, his answer is two words, Nachon Lizaher. So, yeah, even though it's Derech Hashchasa, your whole purpose is to destroy the Chametz, but Lamais, if you're being Mevasha El Basar B'chalav, it should be Asar. Even if it's Bishal Achar Bishal, but we'll see that everybody agrees probably that when both the Basar and the Chalav were cooked together separately, cooked independently, separately, and then cooked together, there is Bishul Achar Bishul. Who argues? Rav Asher Weiss. In his Haggadah Shel Pesach, in the Tshuva section, Simon Hay, he writes, Nira de Besreifas Ibud Vekilyon Mamish Ein Iser Bishul. A lot of poskim also deal with this. There's Rivavos Ephraim, Chelek Chesim, and Reish Lamites, Os Beis, Shevet HaKehasi, Os Vav, Simon Reish Samach Vav, Yalkut Yosef, Sif Ches, Ha'ara Ches. Anyway, so that's one question. So what's the tzad for the Mekilim? So the Mekilim say the reason why this is mutter is because this is not bishul that will lead to achila. It's bishul that will lead to achila that the Torah asered, not bishul that's derech hashchasa. And they cite the Rambam as the source for this ruling. In other words, now Eliot's going to object, but they're saying, look, the fact that the Rambam sees this as a as Asr Mishum, if you understand the Rambam like the Kesef Mishnah is a siyag for achila. So therefore, in a place where it's not going to lead to achila, it should be mutter. The poskim also talk about this, the contemporary poskim talk about this in terms of burning dumpsters at rallies. Kayadua, the minag is to light the dumpster on fire. Not sure what that's meant to accomplish. But there's a good chance that in the dumpster will be challah, then will be basar. So what, aren't you should be concerned with bishul basar b'challah? So Reb Chaim Kanievsky would probably say, yesh li zaher. But so I guess it'd be, they're being somech on Rav Asher Weiss. So, another application, more or less of the same question I saw in the Pnine Harav, page Kuf Nun Beis, Rav Moshe Soloveitchik. Okay, so you're gonna tell me why it's Andrish in a second. I think it's going much further. So Rav Moshe Soloveitchik was asked, are you able to do chemical tests that involve cooking basar b'challav? Get a chemistry test for your birthday, and it says, put 2 drops of basar, 1 drop of challav, and see what happens. Boom. So he answers that it's mutter based off of the Rambam, because the Rambam writes, lo shasak ha-kasav m'lasar ha-chila ele mipnei she'asar ha-bishul, kolomar ve'afilu bishul asar ve'en tzach lomar ha-chilaso. And Rav Moshe said, what kind of kal v'chomer is this? What does achila have to do with bishul? And he answered that the Rambam said that bishul basar b'chalav is only asar when you're mevashel at tzorach achila, and therefore any time you're mevashel basar b'chalav shelo letzorach achila, it's mutter. So here, where you're being mevashel basar b'chalav to perform some chemistry experiment, it's mutter. And l'chora, I would think kal v'chomer then. It's mutter to burn your chametz if you're being mevashel basar b'chalav for the purpose of getting rid of your chametz and destroying your chametz, then that should be mutter as well. Does everyone agree with Rav Moshe Soloveitchik? This would also be true, you could be matir like school projects, kids like to, nursery school like to have, so I don't like, I think it's asr la'abed ochlim, but leaving that aside, so you could involve basar b'chalav. So the Tshuvas Dovev Meisharim, which is cited in the Har Tzvi, Simen Ayin Tes. I don't know what he's talking about, but Bedika Shokolad. It sounds like they had this thing that you could test if there's basar b'chalav in chocolate by cooking it. So is it mutter?
Yeah.
So, yeah, okay, good. So are you allowed to do it? So he's makel, based off of the Rambam and the Kesef Mishnah, only if the bedika causes a situation where it's ein roi l'achila. And since it's nifsal me'achilas adam, he doesn't simply say, like Rav Moshe Soloveitchik, that because ein daito l'achlo, it's mutter. He says it has to be nifsal in the process. So that's the middle view. Rav Moshe Soloveitchik says, anytime you're cooking, but ein daito l'achlo, it's mutter. The Dovev Meisharim says, only if it's going to be nifsal in the process. And Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank says, we don't paskin like any of these. We paskin that it's usher, even if it's destroyed in the process. Why? So he cites a number of poskim that show that it's usher, even in the case where there is not an intention to eat it, and it couldn't be eaten. For example, we'll see in Sivvav, the Ramah cites a chumrah that it's also levashel bekli she'osim bo maim l'chafifas harosh, because the shampoo used to be made from ashes that had in it basar and chalav. So many of the achronim ask, why is it that you can't be mevashel in the kli? It should be aser. I mean, why is it that there's an iser hana to use that shampoo? It should be aser al tzibishel. And they give all sorts of answers. Now, one second. There's no eating here. There's no intention to cook in order to eat. There's nothing edible that's produced. and yet many of the Achronim all ask that there should be an Isser Bishul B'chalav in making the shampoo, and they come up with all sorts of mechudishtik answers. We'll see them when we get there, take a look at the place, see Rabbi Akiva Eiger and the like, all sorts of mechudishtik answers to answer this question. He says if the Dovid Mishayim was right, they could have just said, okay, there's no problem cooking your shampoo, because you're not cooking with the intention to eat it, and it's nifsa. Likewise, the Achronim clear about Hadlakas Neros Chanukah, when you have Chelev, you have Basar and Chalav and Chema in it and the like, and you see from there that they take for granted, nobody gives, there are all sorts of answers how you could use these candles, or maybe you can't use the candles, but nobody says, oh, this is simply Derech Hashchasa, there's no Kavana L'Achila, just lighting a candle. So you see from all those Achronim, perhaps it's only Asher Midrabanan, but you see at least practically that we don't accept the Dovid Misharim, and certainly not Moshe Soloveitchik. Now again, he might say, okay, so you see from those two halachos, it's mutter to use the candles, and it's mutter to cook the shampoo, but at least what Rashi Pesach Frank shows is that the poskim don't seem to assume that heter. There is a... The Stipler in Birkas Peretz clears about this when he discusses the malachim eating from the chema v'chalav that Avram served. Says that the Torah, the Medrash says the Torah couldn't be given to Klal Yisrael because the malachim said, how could he give the Torah to Klal Yisrael? They're not right for the Torah. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu answered, look, you ate basar b'chalav and they didn't. So one second, but that's basar b'chalav d'rabbanan, chema b'chalav. So maybe the answer is you see that even there's a pagam even for the malachim that they didn't follow dinim d'rabbanan, or perhaps because malachim are kulo esh, so there was sreifas basar b'chalav when they consumed it. So another place where this fascinating discussion comes up. Yeah. Okay.
Avram
knew that the malachim were going to have tainos against Klal Yisrael when the Torah was given. Avram wanted to show that the Torah was not meant for angels, it was meant for man. What? Why doesn't the Medrash say that? It might have still been Erev Pesach, I don't know.
And the Vela.
And the Vela. Oh, right here.
And then it wasn't
possible. Oh, that's what the angel should have answered back. So the stifler is Omid Makomo. Fine. So this brings us to another potential nafkamina, going from the realm of interesting clairs and achronim to actual explicit discussions in the Rishonim. This question comes back in terms of mevashel nevela ochelev b'chalav. So the Gemara in Chulin Kuf Yud Gimel Amud Beis has a whole discussion about cooking chelev b'chalav, and according to one answer in the Gemara, it's a machlokas amoraim if you get malchus on bishul, even though you're not loke on achila, or maybe the two isurim are tulian zebizet. In other words, this question of bishul and achila being tulian zebizet or not is actually discussed in the Gemara. Essentially, what the Gemara's dispute is whether isur bishul is an isur b'fnei atzmo, or perhaps there's no Isser b'fnei atzmo, and since you're not going to get, there's not going to be an Isser v'achilas basar b'chalav, because ain Isser chalal Isser, so then there will also not be an Isser of bishul basar b'chalav, if you cook chelav and chalav. So this question is actually discussed in the Gemara, and Kedarko, the Chassam Sofer, says, what is this machlokas? This machlokas is whether you hold to the first answer of the Kesef Mishnah or the second answer of the Kesef Mishnah. And that's why the Chassam Sofer says, you see from the Rambam's psak that you are over on Bishul Basar B'chalav in this case, that he accepts the first answer of the Kesef Mishnah, not the second answer of the Kesef Mishnah. However, when we look at the Shitas HaRambam on this topic, we see the matter isn't so simple. And there's really two very important discussions in the Rambam on this topic, which I will briefly discuss with you now, but you should really study inside carefully, because they're both very fundamental in terms of understanding the nature of Basu B'Chalav. One is Sefer HaMitzvos Lo Sase Kuf Pei Zayin, and the second is his famous Nekuda Nefla, which is in the Pirush Mishnayos on Krisos, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Dalet. First, the Sefer HaMitzvos. So the Rambam lists two mitzvos concerning Basu B'Chalav, not three. He lists the Isser Bishul and he lists the Isser Achila, but he does not list the Isser Hana. And he asks, why is that true? Ulemakshe sheyikshe v'yomar le'eze davar manisa Isser Achilaso v'Isser Bishulo, shtei mitzvot, v'lo timne Isser Hana'asan mitzvah shlishis, hine yada hamakshe sheisser Hana ein ra'oi sheyimne mitzvah b'fnei atzma, mipnei shehu v'Isser Achila inyan echad. And this is going to bring us, I think, to a more nuanced understanding of the Rambam's Lo Asar Bishul Ela Mishum Achila. Says the Rambam that I didn't count them as two separate mitzvos. Why? Because they're inyan echad. Isser Hana and Isser Achila are inyan echad. Why? Shehachila min mimine hana. That achila is simply a form of hana. Now, if you stopped here, you get the following impression, or at least I got the following impression, which is that fundamentally the Torah is asering hanas basar b'chalav, and achila is an example of hana. The main example of hana when it comes to food is certainly achila. But that's what he writes. He says, why are they inyan echad? Because achila is dimyon midimyone hana, or achila is min mimine hana. Thamri yisporach bedavar shehu lo yeachel, amnam hu dimyon midimyone hana. So, sounds to me, over here, when you at least just read this, is that what the Torah is saying is as follows. Don't be nana from basar b'chalav, of which the primary form of hana is achila. And since fundamentally it's an isser hana, so memel, it doesn't make sense to list separately the isser achila and the isser hana. And the Rambam continues, v'akavana shehu lo yehane bo, lo b'achila v'lo b'zulaso. What the Torah is telling me is don't get any type of hana, neither an achila nor anything else. Since that's the case, it should be only counted as one mitzvah. V'hu amram aleim ha-shalom, kol makom shenamar lo socha lo sochlu lo yeachel, echad isra achila ve'echad isra hana b'mashma, ad shifarit l'cha kasuv k'derech shepireit b'nevela. Now this is an interesting point, because he's bringing a proof for this yesod from the Klal Rebbe Avahu. The Klal Rebbe Avahu is, when it says isra achila, it presumably means isra hana until it tells you otherwise. Even though it's stated very broadly, in the end of the day, Rabbi Avo's klal only has two applications, because all the other applications are exceptions, many more exceptions than the rule. But nevertheless, the Rambam cites this for the following reason. He says, look, when the Torah says lo sochal, it means hana. Now, the problem with this, the relevance of this point over here, is that it doesn't say anywhere lo sochal in terms of Basar B'Chalav. Bishlam, if it said lo sochal basar b'chalav, and then I derived from that iser hana, so then I'll say, okay, it makes a lot of sense why I shouldn't have a separate mitzvah of achila and hana. But, because when it says lo sochal, it means don't be nana, of which achila is the prime example of hana. But the problem is, it doesn't say that. So how is Rabbi Avo relevant? So I saw that the footnote in the fancy Perush Mishnayos LaRambam says, must be that the Rambam holds of kol shetiavdi lecha, and therefore it does say lo sochal backwards. The problem, as we noted, is that that's against the Rambam, and also doesn't sound that way, but it's also against the Rambam shita of kol shetiavdi lecha. So what's the yesod here? What's the yisod here? So we're going to say part of it now and we'll see it developed. The Rambam here, it's true that the Klal Rav Yavahu in the narrow sense isn't relevant here, because it doesn't say lo socha. But what the Rambam is proving for Rabbi Yavahu is, how should you view a situation of Isra Achila / Isra Hana? And the fact that the Torah, when using the word Achila, means Hana, so that tells me that something about the relationship between them, now we have yet to define that relationship, but that tells me something about the relationship between them, and what it tells me is that we should view them as one mitzvah. And that's relevant for Basar B'Chalav as well, even though the Torah doesn't use the formulation of Lo Socha. By losing Lo Sevashel and teaching me Hana, it's similar to like using Lo Sochal and teaching me Hana. Okay. And he continues. Ulefi ha-shoresh hazeh. Is it possible to turn off the heat? Ulefi ha-shoresh hazeh. Ein ra'ui shiyimne iser achila v'iser hana shtei mitzvos. V'ilu maninu osam shtei mitzvos v'basa b'chalav haya ra'ui kimokein b'chametz. Chametz is actually one of the places where we apply Rabbi Yavahu's principle, where the Torah says lo sochal, and we derive even an iser hana. So the Rambam is saying,
not the Rambam.
So
the Rambam was chizkiyah.
It's true, but the Gemara, at the very least. So l'chora, he's saying, just like for chametz, I only have one mitzvah, and that's obvious, maybe because of Rabbi Yavahu, the Rambam himself, quoting chizkiyah notwithstanding. So therefore, so too over here, it makes sense to do the same thing. And he gives other examples, or Arla, or Klei Kerem. In all these cases, four examples, there's only one mitzvah, not two. When we touch nafal be'elu v'lo mana zulas halav sheba b'iser achilasam levad u'v'chlal ze iser hana kemo shehinachnu kemo kein yipol b'basar b'chalav. Okay, so just like it's pashut over there, so too, by basar b'chalav, we're going to say the same thing. V'nishar b'kan she'ela achas levad. Wouldn't it be great to say that? Like after all of Basar B'Chalav, only one question left. V'hi ki yesh la'omer shiyomar achar she'iser hana yagia mi'iser achila kimo shebi'aru aleihem ha'shalom le'ezeh davar tzarech ha'kasov el lav shlishi b'Basar B'Chalav ad she'tiyaser bo hanaso kimo shebi'arnu. Oh, so why then does the Torah have the lav shlishi? Now there's a ma'isa that does say lo sevashal gadi shalosh pa'amim echad le'iser bishal echad le'iser achila echad le'iser hana. His answer is, "Hinei tshuva ze shehu hutzrach al ze mipnei shelo ba bebas b'chalav lo tochal mimenu shemimenu nasu achila v'ana ulafika hutzrachu lav acher lasser hana." Because since it doesn't say lo sochal, so therefore I wouldn't know hana from lo sevashel. So mimeilat has to say it a third time. In other words, in the end of the day, this is an application of Rabbi Yavahu's principle. But we can't apply Rabbi Yavahu's principle because it doesn't say lo sochal. So mimele we need the third lo sevashel to aser. That's what it sounds like he's saying. What about in the Perasha Mishnayos, in Nekuda Nifla? So we're not going to have time today to go through the whole thing. We'll start with it next time. But the Nekuda Nifla, at first glance, seems to be saying the exact opposite. If in Sefer Mitzvos he's saying that this is an example of an Isser Hana where Achila is the most common example, and that's why they count it as a separate mitzvah. Over there, he says the opposite. It's an Isser Achila, and the Isser Hana is just Derech Agav. How so? The Rambam asks the following question. The Rambam writes that we paskin ain Isser Halal Isser. However, there are three exceptions. Isser Mosif, Dvas Achas, and Isser Kolel. So, what's an example of the principle of Ein Isser Chalal Isser? Interestingly enough, the paradigmatic example is Basar B'Chalav. Hamashul B'Kach, Im Haya Basar Nevela, O Basar Behemet Temeya, O Chalav Shenizbashal B'Chalav, Sar O Chalav Shenizbashal B'Chalav, Lo Yachol Isser Basar B'Chalav, Al Isser HaNevela, Sheha Ochal Mimenu Chayav Shteik Malkios, El Malkos Achad Bilvad. What's the example of Ein Isser Chalal Isser? You have something that's already Asser, Midoraisa, like Nevela. Since it's already Asr, So when you cook it with milk, there's no additional iser that's chal upon it. Now, then the Rambam says, well, 1 second. This should be an example of an iser mosif, because here, when the basar b'chalav would it be chal, there would also be an iser hana. The vela isn't asar b'hana. Basar b'chalav is asar b'hana. So we should say iser chal al iser when it's an iser mosif. And his answer is, v'yesh b'dvarenu eila nekuda nifla na'ir eleha. I was very happy that all the new translations of the Perashat Mishnayos kept the phrase Nekuda Nefla. It would be like a shame.
It's in the Arabic.
I'm sorry?
I think it's in Arabic.
Oh, yeah? There we go. How do you say it? You mean it's a...
The actual... It has an...
Really?
I believe so.
Wow. Look at that. Okay. Gefaldik. See, the Rambam knew that everybody was going to call this to Nekuda Nefla. So he...
Unlike Mishan Torah, which he says that nobody will have any questions after what I said. Usually Isser Hana is considered Isser Mosif. But Tshuva Lekach, Shebasar B'chalav Lo Nesar B'Hana, Ela Machma She'asar Akas B'Achilaso. Lefi HaKlal Shebiarnu, Shekol She'Nesru B'Achila, Nesar Lehanos Bo, Ad She'Yifrot Lecha Akaso. So here it sounds like he's saying, oh, since it's Asar B'Achila, and Isser Hana is Derech Agav, so Mimela, we don't say Isser Chal al Isser. We don't say Isser Mosif. When is it an Isser Mosif? When Isser Hana is essential, not secondary. For example, the Isser Hana by Kadshim is essential, and therefore, the Isser Hana, when you're makdash something on top of the Isser Chalev, there's also the Isser Hana of Kadshim. Why? It's already Aser anyway. Chela's Aser. No, this is an Isser Mosif. What's the Hosafa? Isser Hana. That's true when the Isser Hana is an essential Isser Hana. But here, the Isser Hana is just secondary to the Achila. And therefore, we don't apply the principle of Isser Mosif when the Hosafa is only secondary. It's only Agav the Achila, and not when it's primary. So, at first glance, this is against what he says in the Sefer HaMitzvos. In the Sefer HaMitzvos, it sounded like the Isser Achila is the Isser Hana is the Iker, and Achila is just min mimine Hana. And here he's saying the Isser Achila is the Iker, and the Hana is just Derech Agav. However, when you read it, it's clear that these two points are consistent, and he says that they're both based off of the principle of Rabbi Avohu. In both cases, he cites Rabbi Avohu as the basis for his principle. In Sefer Mitzvot, he says, based off Rabbi Avohu, I'm only going to count this as one mitzvah. And here he says, based off of Rabbi Avohu, I'm going to say that this is not an Isser Mosif. What's the Yesod? The Yesod is very straightforward, that the Rambam, we'll first say it narrowly, and I guess next time we'll expand upon it. That when it comes, what Rabbi Avohu teaches me, is that when it comes to Isurei Achila, yes, the Hana is included, but it's also secondary. Both are true. So that is a nafkamina A in terms of minyan mitzvos, that we see this as one mitzvah, not two separate mitzvos, achila and Hana. The achila is the ikar, and the Hana is agav the achila. So therefore, since it's agav, it should be counted not as its own mitzvah, but included in the iser achila. And two, it's a nafkamina for Isser Chal al Isser. Now, I think the Rambam, though, when you read the Nekuda Nefla, is really going one step further. And he's alluding to what we said before, which is that when the Torah said, how is it that the Rambam feels comfortable, keep on saying, applying Rabbi Avohu to here? Rabbi Avohu is only when the Torah said Lo Sochal, right? The answer is, going back to what we said before in the Rambam, that when the Torah said Lo Savash El Gadi B'Chalevi Mo, it meant Lo Sochal. It's like the Targum. Like the Magad Mishnah was Medayik from the Rambam. For the Rambam. We could apply Rabbi Avohu's principle to Isser Basar B'chalav, even though it doesn't say Lo Sochal, because it means Lo Sochal. When the Torah says Lo Sevashal Gadi B'chalev Imo, it's Kielu, it says Lo Sochal, right? And therefore, Rabbi Avo's principle is relevant even for Basar B'chalav. And that's why Rambam keeps on citing Rabbi Avo in this context of Basar B'chalav. And that's why in Sefer HaMitzvos, he even asked, so since Rabbi Avo applies to Basar B'chalav, why do we even need the third Lo Sevashal? He said, well, because it actually didn't say Lo Sochal. But fundamentally, the Rambam in three places applies Rabbi Avo's principle to Basar B'chalav. And that's because it's as though it said Lo Sochal. And again, in light of what the Magid Mishnah points out that the Rambam understood that when it says Lo Sevashal, it means Lo Sochal, like the Rashba, like the Targum. So if you learn like that, then you don't have to come on to what the Achronim say, that, oh, it really says Lo Sochal according to the Rambam because of Kol Shetiavdi Lecha. No! It really says Lo Sochal, but not because of Kol Shetiavdi Lecha. It really says Lo Sochal because of Lo Sevashal means Lo Sochal. Oh. So if you say like that, so then the Rambam makes sense. You don't have to go as far. You could say it in a little, if that's going too far, you could simply say it as, even though it doesn't mean Lo Sochal, it's, you see from Rabbi Avahu that anytime it says Lo Sochal, that includes Isser Hana, that fundamentally when it comes to Machalos Asuros, Isser Hana is Tafel. But I think the fact that he uses Rabbi Avo so forcefully and directly, and also in light of the Magid Mishnah's point, so maybe it's, he even means, he understands that Lo Sochal means, sorry, Lo Sevashel means Lo Sochal. So whether you accept it in a less radical way that simply Rabbi Avo teaches you the general principle that we should see Isser Hana as secondary when it comes to Machalos Asuros, or maybe the Rambam's directly applying Lo Rabbi Avo because he understands Lo Sevashel, either way, this the Rambam sees the Isser Hana as a totsah from the Isser Achila. And just to note, this is different than many other types of Isurei Hana. When it comes to other Isurei Hana, let's say in Kadshim, so there we see the Isser Hana as independent, right? And that's why it's an Isser Mosif, and that's why it'll be, for purposes of Minyan HaMitzvos, could be a separate mitzvah and the like. Okay, some more points on the Nikud and the Flubba. We'll get to them next time.